Welcome, dear ones, and blessed Sabbath to everyone, for those that are listening on the phone, and for their families that will be listening to the recording later. Blessed Sabbath. At this moment, we will begin our Children's Sabbath School Lesson number 39 on this day, August 31st, 2013. We will begin with our opening song that will be carry out by dear sister Pierna, and it's taken from hymn 384. It's called Safely to Another Week.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Blessed Sabbath, everyone. Safely through another week, God has brought us on our way. Let us now a blessing seek, waiting in His courts today. Day of all the weeks of best, emblem of eternal rest. Day of all the weeks of best, emblem of eternal rest. While we seek supplies of grace through the dear Redeemer's name, show thy reconciling face, take away the sin and shame. From our worldly cares set free, may we rest this day and thee. From our worldly cares set free, may we rest this day and thee. When the morn shall beat us rise, may we feel thy presence near. May thy glory meet our eyes while we in thy house appear. Here afford us, Lord, a taste of our everlasting feast. Here afford us, Lord, a taste of our everlasting feast. May the gospel joyful sound conquer sinners' comfort stand. May the fruits of grace abound, bring relief of all complaints. Thus may all our Sabbath be, till we rise to Him with thee. Thus may all our Sabbath be, till we rise to Him with thee.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, dear Sister Pierna. Well, to begin our Sabbath school lesson, at this moment we will ask a request for any one of the little ones or mommies or daddy to have opening prayer. Will you please come up to the mic?
Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for the wonderful day. I want to thank you for all that you gave us. And bless the Sabbath day. And bless get the shovel and put it on the shovel in the tea, and blesses which Miss Deanna on the shovel and Mrs. T. Rosie and Joshua and Miss Sheila and all my family, and thank you for Tony and Sam, and thank you for all the children in the showroom, and Gabby and Danielle, and Layla, and their mamas, their mom, and let Yaya understand Sabbath and let us get listen to the chat room and start reading the stuff. Let anybody shows up and let our people understand what God is saying to the good people and by
amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. The scripture that we'll begin our study is taken from Matthew 1:23 in the King James Version. Behold, a virgin shall be with child, and shall bring forth a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which being interpreted is God with us. This week, boys and girls, we'll begin our study on God with us, part one in a new book is called The Desire of Ages. If anyone of the dear family would like to take the following verses, bubble up.
Psalm 65:6. By terrible things and righteousness wilt thou answer us, O God of our salvation, who art the confidence of all the ends of the earth, and of them that are off upon the sea.
Psalm 95:5. The sea is his, and he made it, and his hands formed the dry land.
9:6:57. As the living Father has sent me, and I live by the Father, so he that eateth me, even he shall live by me. Amen.
Amen.
John 7:18. He that speaketh of himself seeketh his own glory, but he that seeketh his glory that sent him, the same is true, and no unrighteousness is in him.
Blessed Sabbath, everyone. John 8:28. Then said Jesus unto them, when ye have lift up the Son of Man, then shall ye know that I am he, and he that I do the things of myself, but as many as my Father has taught me, I speak these things. Amen.
John 8:50. And I seek not my own glory, there is one that seeketh and judgeth.
Romans 16:25.
Now to him
that is of power
to establish you according to my gospel. You according to my gospel, and the preaching of Jesus Christ according to the revelation of the mystery, which was kept secret since the world began.
Malachi 4:2. But unto you that fear my name shall the Son of Righteousness arise with
healing
in his wings, and ye shall go forth and grow up as calves of the stall.
Amen.
John 3:16. For God loved the world
that he gave
his only begotten son.
Whosoever
believeth in him
should not perish, but have everlasting life.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Good job, little one. What I want us to hear your voice to praise God this morning. Now, we will continue our chapter 1. We will be reading pages 19 to 22 in our new book called The Desire of Ages. If anyone of the dear family would like to take the next paragraph, bubble up.
Desire of Ages, page 19. His name shall be called Emmanuel, God with us. The light of the knowledge of the glory of God is seen, and the face of Jesus Christ. From the days of eternity, the Lord Jesus Christ was one with the Father. He was the image of God, the image of His greatness and majesty, the outshining of His glory. It was to manifest this glory that He came to our world. To this sin darkened earth, He came to reveal the light of God's love, to be God with us. Therefore, it was prophesied of Him, His name shall be called Emmanuel.
Desire Vegas, page 19. By coming to dwell with us, Jesus was to reveal God both to men and to angels. He was the Word of God, God's thought made audible. In His prayer for His disciples, He says, I declare unto them Thy name, merciful and gracious, long-suffering and abundant in goodness and truth, that the love wherewith Thou hast loved me may be in them, and I in them. But not alone for His earth-born children was this revelation given. Our little world is the lesson book of the universe. God's wonderful purpose of grace, the mystery of redeeming love, is the theme into which the angels desire to look, and it will be their study throughout endless ages.
Desire of Ages, page 19. Both the redeemed and the unfallen beings will find in the cross of Christ their science and their song. It will be seen that the glory shining in the face of Jesus is the glory of self-sacrificing love. In the light from Calvary, it will be seen that the law of self-renouncing love is the law of life for earth and heaven, that the love which seeketh not her own has its source in the heart of God, and that in the meek and lowly one is manifested the character of Him who dwelleth in the light which no man can approach unto.
Amen. Praise the Lord. We have the first question in our study, boys and girls. What was the glory manifested that Christ came to our world to reveal? And what has Christ declared to the disciples? If you know the answer to this question, bubble up.
The answer is, to this sin-darkened earth, He came to reveal the light of God's love, to be God with us, to be revealed of God both to men and to angels. And He declared Thy name, merciful and gracious, long-suffering and abundant in goodness and truth, that the love wherewith Thou hast loved Him may be in them and Him in them.
We have another question, boys and girls. What will the redeemed and the unfallen beings find as they study the cross of Christ, their signs and their song? If you know the answer to this question, bubble up, little one.
And the answer in the light from
Calvary,
it will be seen that the law of
self-renouncing
love is the law of life for earth and heaven. And in the face of Jesus, His self-sacrificing love.
Amen. So let's learn a beautiful memory verse song together, dear one.
Behold, a virgin shall be with child, and shall be for the son, and they shall call His name Emmanuel, which means eternal.
Thank you, dear Sister Lynn. We will continue on Desire Ages, page 20. Anyone of the dear family would like to take the next paragraph, so we'll ask.
Desire Ages, page 20. In the beginning, God was revealed in all the works of creation. It was Christ that spread the heavens and laid the foundations into the earth. It was His hand that hung the worlds in space and fashioned the flowers of the field. His strength set fast the mountains. The sea is His, and He made it. Psalm 65:6, 95:5. It was He that filled the earth with beauty and the air with song, and upon all things in earth and air and sky, He wrote the message of the Father's love.
Desire of Ages, page 20. Now sin has marred God's perfect work, yet that handwriting remains. Even now, all created things declare the glory of His excellence. There is nothing save the selfish heart of man that lives unto itself. No bird that cleaves the air, no animal that moves upon the ground, but ministers to some other life. There is no leaf of the forest or lowly blade of grass, but has its ministry. Every tree and shrub and leaf pours forth that element of life without which neither man nor animal could live. And man and animal, in turn, minister to the life of tree and shrub and leaf. The flowers breathe fragrance and unfold their beauty and blessing to the world. The sun sheds its light to gladden a thousand worlds. The ocean, itself the source of all our springs and fountains, receives the streams from every land, but takes to give. The mists ascending from its bottom bosom fall in showers to water the earth, that it may bring forth and bud. Amen.
Desire of Ages, page 21. The angels of glory find their joy in giving love and tireless watch care to souls that are fallen and unholy. Heavenly beings woo the hearts of men. They bring to this dark world light from the courts above. By gentle and patient ministry, they move upon the human spirit to bring the lost into a fellowship with Christ, which is even closer than they themselves can know.
Desire of Ages, page 21.
But turning for from all
lesser
representations, we behold God and Jesus. Looking unto Jesus, we see that it is the glory of our God to give. I do nothing of myself, said Christ. The living Father hath sent me, and I live by the Father. I seek not mine own glory, but the glory of Him that sent me. John 8:28, 6:52, 6:57, 8:50, 7:18. And these words is set forth the great principle, which is the law of life for the
universe.
All things Christ received from God, but He took to give. So in the heavenly courts and His
ministry
for all creating beings, doing
through
the beloved Son, the Father's life flowed out to all through the Son. It returns and praise and joyous service, a tithe of love to the great servant, source of all, and thus through Christ the circuit of beneficence is complete. Representing the
character
of the great giving the law of life. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Great job, little one. Boys and girls, who would reveal in all the works of creation? And who spread the heavens and laid the foundation of the earth? If you know the answer to this question, dear one, bubble up.
God revealed with Jesus' hand that hung the world in space. He fashioned the flowers of the field.
His strength
set it fast.
The mountain
made the seas.
It was he
that filled the earth with beauty
and
with the air and song. And with the air and song,
and
upon all things,
in
earth, in
air,
and the and sky,
he wrote the
message
of the Father's love.
Amen.
Amen.
Desire Vegas, page 21. In heaven itself, this law was broken. Sin originated in self-seeking. Lucifer, the covering cherub, desired to be first in heaven. And he sought to gain control of heavenly beings, to draw them away from their creator, and to win their homage to himself. Therefore, he misrepresented God, attributing to him the desire for self-exaltation. With his own evil characteristics, he sought to invest the loving creator. Thus he deceived angels. Thus he deceived men. He led them to doubt the word of God and to distrust his goodness. Because God is a God of justice and terrible majesty, Satan caused them to look upon him as severe and unforgiving. Thus he drew men to join him in rebelling against God, and the night of war fell down upon the world.
Desire of Ages, page 22. The earth was dark through misapprehension of God, that the gloomy shadows might be lightened, that the world might be brought back to God. Satan's deceptive power was to be broken. This could not be done by force. The exercise of force is contrary to the principles of God's government. He desires only the service of love, and love cannot be commanded. It cannot be won by force or authority. Only by love is love awakened. To know God is to love him. His character must be manifested in contrast to the character of Satan. This work only one being in all the universe can do. Only he who knew the height and depth of the love of God could make it known. Upon the world's dark night, the Son of Righteousness must ride with healing in his wings. Malachi 4:2. Desire of Ages, page 22, paragraph 1. Breaking chains. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Boys and girls, in what and in whom did sin originate, and why is it contrary to the principle of God's government? If you know the answer to this question, dear one, bubble up.
The answer is in self-seeking, and in Lucifer, with exercise of force, he desires only the service of love, and love cannot be commanded. It cannot be won by force or authority. Only by love is love awakened.
Amen. Let's learn a beautiful hymn about God, himself, and us together, dear little one.
Thank you.
the next family would like to take the next paragraph. Bubble up.
Desire of Ages, page 22. The plan of our redemption was not an afterthought. A plan formulated after the fall of Adam. It was a revelation of the mystery which was secret. Where's secret? I forgot. Okay, secret sins. The word
world
began Romans 16:25. It was an unfolded of the principle that from internal ages have been the
foundation
of God's throne. From the beginning, God and Christ knew of the apostasy of Satan and of the fall of men. Through the deceptive power of the apostate, God did not ordain that sin should exist, but he foresaw its existence and made
provision
to meet the terrible emergency. So great was his love for the world that he commanded
covenanted
to give his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. John 3:16.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. What a wonderful job all your little ones have done today. Praise God. For this next week, we will continue chapter 1 in our study on God with us. We will have closing prayer at this moment. Anyone of the little ones or mommies and daddy would like to do closing prayer, please come up to the mic.
Our Father, I thank you for this year to have this blessed day. I thank you for this year to wake us up this morning and have another wonderful Sabbath. I pray that you can be able to always protect us, even when there are disastrous things around here. I pray that you can be able with the help of shield us, that way we can be able to make sure our faith is still within you, and not on to temptation. Let us be able to be grateful for everything that we could have ever asked for. Forgive me for my sins, so I make me mind Christ looks good, and I pray that you can be protect anyone, even as they are home or off to someplace important. This is my prayer, Jesus Christ's holy name. Amen.
Amen. For next Sabbath, we will continue God with Us Part 2, and that will be held on September 7, 2013. For all those that are on the phone, we hope and pray that you were blessed by the lessons, and one day in the future, you will be able to join us here in the room. And for those that will be listening to the recording later, we hope as well that you receive a blessing. To the parents, this is really neat, and we pray that it will bring about the family together to discuss this beautiful truth. And the encouragement is, we have the youth meeting that comes and follow right after the children meeting, and we'll be discussing in a couple of weeks the same topic. Have a blessed Sabbath, everyone. God bless you all.